Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring six Motown artists that had a top 40 song after they left the Motown record label. This half hour, we'll hear from Diana Ross, David Ruffin, Little Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, the Commodores, Glass Nine, the Pips, and the Temptations, all coming up to the next half hour as we feature Motown artists who had a hit after they left the Motown record label.
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
forevermore. I had accepted my life to be just a bore. All I did was sit at home and watch and search for tomorrow. Tomorrow. But now my life has changed, and the world turned its rearranged. 'Cause I found sunshine, yes I did, ha, that shone over the dark hill.
Thank you.
Motown memory from Little Stevie Wonder, as he was known at that time, Work Out Stevie, Work Out, and they reached number 33 in the United States pop charts in 1963. Before that, David Ruffin and I'm So Glad I Fell For You, reaching number 53 in the pop charts and number 18 in the United States rhythm and blues charts from 1969, and that song was produced by Berry Gordy. And we started with Diana Ross on the RCA record label. The song was called Miss You. It was dedicated to Marvin Gaye, and it was written and produced by Lionel Richie, reaching number 10 from 1984. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring six different Motown artists that had a top 40 song after they left the Motown group. Well, we've already heard from Diana Ross. Here comes Michael Jackson, the second artist this hour, on the Epic record label, and the song is called Rock With You. Well, Rock With You was written by English songwriter Rod Temple-ton. It was produced by Quincy Jones, and it was released by Michael Jackson on November 3rd, 1979. Rock With You was the second single from Michael Jackson's fifth album entitled Off the Wall, which was recorded and released in 1979, and it was also the second number one hit of the 1980s, a decade whose pop singles chart would soon be dominated by Michael. Well, Temperton, formerly of the group called Heatwave, also wrote Jackson's song Thriller in 1984. Well, Rock With You reached number one on both the pop and rhythm and blues singles charts, and it spent four consecutive weeks at number one, starting in January 19, 1980. It was the fourth biggest single of 1980, and it was considered one of the last great hits of the disco era. Well, here is Michael Jackson and Rock With You, right here on Motown Memories.
Girl, close your eyes, let that rhythm get in.
Oh, Songs here on Motown Memories.
Oh, yeah.
Commodores with Flying High, and they reached number 38 in the United States pop charts from 1978. And before that, Tear It Down, Martha Reza Vandellas, her last single, and it reached 103 on the pop charts, but a somewhat respectable number 37 on the rhythm and blues charts in 1972. And before that, we heard from Michael Jackson in Rock With You, number one from 1979 on the Epic record label. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring six different Motown artists that had a top 40 song after they left the Motown record label. Well, we've heard from two so far this half hour. Here comes the third with Gladys Knight and the Pips, On and On, right here on Motown Memories.
Yeah.
With I Could Never Love Another After Loving You, and they reached number 13 on the pop charts and number 1 on the United States Rhythm Blues charts in 1968. And we started with Gladys Knight and the Pips, On and On, number 5 on the pop charts in 1974, released on the Buddha record label, and it was both written and produced by Curtis Mayfield, and it was featured in the movie called Claudette, featuring Diane Kell. This half hour, we featured three Motown artists that had a top 40 song after they left the Motown record label. Coming up after the break, we'll hear from another three Motown artists that had a hit after they left, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.